In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Leonard Gentoo, chef and owner of the Papagallo, for a trip across the bay.
My name's Leonard Gentoo, and I'm the owner of the motor yacht Papagallo here on Morro Bay. We've been in business now. We're in our 10th year. We are a dinner cruise business. We cruise the bay on most of our parties. We are licensed to go offshore 20 miles, and we do that once in a while. The bay is always changing. This is kind of my office. I'm here every day. You mentioned anything unusual that has ever happened to me on the boat. And one instance I remember, I was sleeping overnight in the master suite because I was tired and didn't feel like driving home. Around 2 in the morning, a little after 2, I heard this tapping on the side of the boat. No, this is an aluminum hull. The tapping sound was enough to get me to get up and see what was going on, so I opened up the port and looked out, and there was a sea otter. I don't know whether it was a crab or a clam or whatever, but he was tapping it on the side of the boat to open it up. And that has only happened once. At 2 in the morning, it's usually really quiet on the boat, so when you hear a noise, you get up. We have a lot of special moments on this boat. One of the things we hear a lot is at the end of a cruise, people come up and just, you know, give us the accolades. And they say, boy, this is magical. We had a great time. We get to the back bay and we'll see white pelicans back there and little harbor seals and certainly the seals out on the floating dock. You know, people that haven't been on the bay and certainly haven't been to the back bay where it's a whole different view looking back from Los Osos. Our captain gets us pretty far back there. Very unusual view. Even people that lived in Morro Bay for years, they said, we've never seen the bay from this angle. Our passengers, we always go over towards Target Rock, and there's a big otter population over there. Captain's careful to stay a pretty good distance from them. But nonetheless, with the cameras, and they'll be, especially late in the day, they'll be rafting on that kelp. And there'll be babies and the mature otters. And people from the valley, they just go crazy over it. And they photograph them and all that kind of thing. The estuary, and I was unaware that the estuary had been going to celebrate its 20th anniversary. It is very important to our business, because people that visit this area, they like the wildlife. We like to call it kind of a National Geographic moment, especially when we get in with all the seabirds, pelicans, and then the sea lions and the otters and the cormorants. And sometimes there'll be a school of those, a flock school. They'll all fly in formation. They'll swoop in behind the boat. And, it's just marvelous to see. And it's nice because it's untouched. Certainly it's good that they designated this area as they have because it is untouched. There is quite a bit of wildlife, especially in the back bay, and we go back there to see it all the time. Some of the most touching things that I feel sitting, and this is my little cat seat, my cat bird seat, pretty nice, a 72-foot seat, but we enjoy it. I tell you what touches me is I watch the people on paddle boards, kayaks, little small boats, rowboats. I watch the people go by and seeing how much they are enjoying. And they're laughing. Some are falling in the water. Some are families. They have the little electric boats that go by. At those times, I'm not that keyed in so much to nature. I'm keyed into the people that are enjoying the nature. So seeing the people that are out enjoying the water, and this is all year long. There are a lot of physical fitness people out there on those paddle boards, and they'll pull upside the boat, and, I'll say, can I get you a beer? Or, I'll joke with them. But they're just having a good time. And very few places offer what we offer. You just can't get this everywhere. That's what makes it special. You know, we bought the Papagallo, and when I was negotiating on this yacht to buy it, we had to find a place where we wanted to keep it. And so my search began all the way from Oregon, all the way down to Southern California. And I settled on Morro Bay one for the, it's like a quaint little fishing village. It's not crowded. It's just a special atmosphere on the water. For the future in the bay, certainly would like to see the estuary kept as a national estuary and kept clean and protected.